It's gonna be good.
My beautiful people, it's me, Jenny D from Spill With Me, Jenny D podcast. I am so excited about this episode. These beautiful women are coming today to talk about their accomplishments and just empowering each other. And that's what it's all about. We got Women's History Month and we got the March 8th is International Women's Day. So let's celebrate each other. With further ado, I'd like to introduce Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, tell us what you do. Where you work and everything.
I work for CFS Bank in Charleroi, their headquarters location, and I am a branch manager there. I have been in banking for about a little over 13 years, and I have been with CFS Bank going on 2 years.
Nice. Okay, so we have Leanna here. Leanna, tell us what you do.
Hey, I'm Leanna Spada, and I am the executive director of the Mon Valley Regional Chamber. I have been there, it's coming up on 6 years. Before that, I came from insurance and as a business owner as well. So I've had a little taste of everything, but I'm just excited to have formed this friendship and met such beautiful women in my job now that I have.
Nice. And further ado, we got Danielle.
Hi, Danielle Maurer. I am Chief Operating Officer at CFS Bank. I have been there just shy of 3 years, although I've been in banking for over 20. I started out as a teller, worked my way up through the ranks, spent some time at the center, worked in lending, worked in digital banking. Then I spent a few years as chief marketing officer, and then recently just got promoted to chief operating officer.
Woo! Celebration, baby.
Yes.
So I'm so glad we got together. So Kelly contacted me and she wanted to just celebrate you, Danielle. And I was so excited because it's so true. Like, we have to celebrate each other.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
know,
we do.
I feel like it's been a long time coming that sometimes we don't do that for each other. Like, I feel like we should be happy for each other. Like, mm-hmm. I see you and I think to myself, wow, I mean, that is a big job, what you do. So, Kelly, tell us why you wanted to celebrate Danielle.
Well, I think that Danielle has a very impactful way that she carries herself throughout the bank. And I think that tends to go over onto other employees and it creates a lot of people that want to emulate that. She's very positive, and I think that she always has a solution for every problem that comes before
her. That's right.
That is so kind.
And it is true. And I think that, you know, sometimes we have crazy days, and it's nice to just talk to someone that understands and that gives you a solution and that listens with no judgment, but comes up with a great solution for everything. And I think being under her leadership and going on 2 years, I have learned quite a bit from her and the way that she carries herself. And I think that that is going to carry the bank to the next level.
That's
in the next
wonderful.
Couple of years. So she continues to inspire not just me, but for a lot of the branch managers and a lot of the staff at the bank.
I love hearing that.
Kelly is too kind.
That's very true.
That's a lot to live up to.
It's very true. Why did you get into the banking? And what bank do you work at? I'm sure you already said it, but I just want to hear it again.
Sure. I work for CFS Bank. Some people still refer to it as Charleroi Federal Savings. CFS Bank is, I think, 86 years old.
What?
Headquarters in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, but has since expanded and has 10 branches throughout Washington, Fayette, Butler, and Westmoreland County.
Wow.
I like to refer to myself as an accidental banker. If you talk to people in banking, you'll find a lot of accidental bankers. They started working in banking for one reason or another and then fell in love with it, which is what happened to me. I started in banking fresh out of college, was getting ready to get married and thought, oh, I'll just work here for the summer.
Right.
Till I figure out what I'm going to do.
Like and a teller? Were you a teller?
Yes. Started out as a teller. Fell in love with it and never left.
So what do you mean you fell in love with it? Like, tell us a little bit more, because I've never been in the banking industry. And what do you love about it?
I love that I get to make a difference in people's lives. I love that I get to help people. When you work at a bank, you are there for a lot of people's firsts. First car, first home, maybe their first bank account. Maybe you can help them with their first child or getting married, or we just get to be there for everybody's first. And I love being able to help them. I also love that I get to work. I still oversee marketing as part of my chief operating officer duties. And because I control marketing, I get to decide where our donation dollars go.
Oh, that's good.
Which is really rewarding because I can make sure we're supporting things that help our community and that are important to not just myself.
I didn't know the banks do that. I mean, I don't know if all the banks do that, but they do a donation like to certain kind of nonprofits or what is that?
So the last 3 years, I've given 70% of the marketing budget back to the community through either sponsorships or charitable donations.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
There's a couple big ones that, you know, stand out in my mind. One would be the Charleroi Little Great Race. Mm-hmm. We have been, I believe, supporting that for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I feel passionately about is...
What is the Charleroi Great Race?
It is, and correct me if I get this wrong, Leanna, but it's always right around the Pittsburgh Great Race, right? And is it the weekend before?
September, yes. So, I do believe it's the weekend before, yes.
Yeah, so it's sort of like the precursor, but all the proceeds that are raised for that go to different charities. I think last year it went to first responders and to one of the local backpack programs where they give children food for over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It really does make you feel good. It's very rewarding.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also fund the Mon Valley Alliance's mini grant program. So that gives small dollar grants that do not need to be paid back to local organizations in need. Past recipients include a museum in Brownsville. We helped fix their stairs. We gave a donation to a community center in Daisytown.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this stuff goes like a lot of people don't know about this. Like, this is, to me, I feel like, you know, a lot of the banks, you just feel like you just go to your bank, here's your money, your savings and this and that, checking account. But you don't know all the good that the banks are doing, especially with, you know, CFS.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
That's why I fell in love with banking.
Yeah.
Because I really feel like I get to make a difference.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about this. We went to Panera, the three of us, and we had to, Leanna couldn't come.
I know.
Nice knowing you.
Jeez, oh man. darn day job gets in the way.
I know. Right? What the heck? But what I love about how we had that conversation, I felt empowered just sitting there talking to both of you, because I feel like, you know, everybody has a different love or passion or purpose in life. And if we can like be there for each other, like I love having this platform because I want people to see and celebrate all of you because of what you're doing. Because you all have such an amazing, amazing, inspiring stories. Leanna, let's talk about you, baby.
Oh, my.
So how are you connected to Danielle and Cal?
Okay, well, our chamber is a regional chamber. It covers the entire Mon Valley over four counties, multiple communities. I have connected with Danielle and Kelly through CFS has always been one of our chambers and our area's biggest supporters and sponsors. So we've always had a great relationship. Our chamber has always been very close with CFS. They've supported us through many things. And can I just tell you, when these two dynamic ladies came on the scene, a whole new world even opened up. CFS had always been there for us, but they want to go above and beyond. I mean, they really do. So we had the chance to, you know, talking about giving back. They had sponsored numerous events for our chamber, have come and help and donate their time. We have a local organization too that I have gotten to work with Kelly through as well, the Athene Club of Charleroi, which puts on a senior tea for our senior girls through Charleroi.
Oh, senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Which Danielle will become
which
our newest member.
Danielle.
Yes.
And
my daughter is good. She's at theater. Girl, you have to
so we are so excited. Can I tell you? Our club is like, we celebrated our 100th. Mm-hmm. 120 year anniversary.
Wow.
Last year.
Yes.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
No. 2023. Well, I don't even know what year I'm in.
Neither do I.
I'm doing 23. And we are so excited to have these two ladies. But this is the epitome of what they stand for. They see something like that club and they're like, we want in. Yeah. We want to join. We want to help. And this is the first time, last year and this year is the first time that our club, it's up to our members. We usually donate money and try to put on this tea for the girls every year. CFS has stepped up and donated to our Athene Club to sponsor the tea and pick up the entire bill for the senior tea for the girls of Charleroi. So we are so immensely grateful and excited about it.
I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
So the senior tea, so it's all senior women?
Senior girls in high school.
In high school. And
yeah.
What is the tea about?
So what the tea is about is originally it started this 75 years and has never missed a year.
What?
For 76th year doing it.
Oh, yes, my God.
So what it does is it gives the girls a chance to come and dress up, have a proper tea, lunch. We have an inspirational woman speaker that comes in for them.
Amazing.
And just gives them a chance to do something that might be out of their comfort mm-hmm. zone, out of their realm. I mean, years ago, this was a normal thing to put on the white gloves and the hat and go to a tea. But, you know, as these girls get older, I mean, as the time goes on, I don't think it's kind of done as much. So we kind of don't want to lose that tradition and let these girls really feel like ladies for the day. You know, they come and they dress up and they wear hats.
How many do you get there?
This year we have 62 senior girls. And then our club, we have around 40 ladies. And then whoever we get the speaker. So we'll have around 100 people there.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
So
where is it held?
It is held at St. Andrew's Church in Charleroi in their Marion Hall. They have a hall there at the church. So
that's amazing what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, because a lot of people don't know that. Like, I joined two chambers, mm-hmm. you know, like closer to me. Mm-hmm. And the chambers are so wonderful because they empower other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
highlight them. They talk about how they sponsor. Mm-hmm. And that is so great. I didn't even know about it until I started doing this podcast about the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, tell us a little bit, like if people don't know about what the chamber does.
Okay. What the chamber does is, and I always kind of describe us as our business's cheerleader. We're there to build economic development, which are a lot of behind the scenes things as well. We work with different organizations, elected officials, that kind of thing to bring business into our area. But beyond that, we want to serve as our biggest connection, our biggest cheerleader for our industries, our businesses, our small businesses. We are there to be their connection. You need help. You need a service. We are there to connect you to that service. And I always said we're like the business dating site. Like you need something, I connect you with the other person. You know, we make
great
a connection.
Analogy.
Yeah,
right. So. You're connecting businesses and people together.
Yeah.
And you know, being
yes.
a small business, you know, it's true. You need that support.
Yes, you do. You do. And I know we have social media which we do a lot of that, and we promote our members through that as well. But it still goes back to that face-to-face networking and that making that connection with a person, mm-hmm. meeting. If it wasn't for this job, I wouldn't have met you wonderful women. I mean, just the chance that I have to watch people start a business, open a door, mm-hmm. and then become
evolve
successful and
evolve. Yeah.
It is just the most rewarding.
It really is.
It really is. It really
and
is.
See, and I, gosh, I feel like you guys are doing so much more greater thing than I'm doing. I need to step up my game here.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Not at all.
proud of, like, all of you. I just, you know, I look up to women who are really making a difference in the world. You know, going back to Danielle, so, you know, tell us about this, you know, big promotion, because there has never been a woman that has been the COO and the CFO. Did I say it right?
So I...
The RO.
Yes.
Okay.
Why did I say CFO?
The Chief Retail Officer and... Yeah. Chief Operating Officer.
Finance.
Yeah. CFO would be finance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's fairly recent. It's been within the last couple months. The previous COO did step down. He just didn't feel like it was the right fit for him any longer. So I was selected to be COO.
Did you expect it?
I did not. No. I did not expect it.
How did they tell you? Like, I love that kind of thing. Like, did they just, because I think about like the corporate world.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, everybody sit down.
Yes. No.
I've been watching a lot of like, you know, Netflix. What was that one that was on about the lawyers?
Suits.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Suits. Now I'm watching The Morning Show. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to start that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was nothing that great. I got a call from our president, and he said, come out here for a second. And I was like,
right, that doesn't sound like it's a good.
I was like, what's going on?
Right.
So no, I went up and I was offered the opportunity with, and at that time I did not know that my predecessor had asked to step down. So there was some concern there because I didn't want to like step on anyone.
Right.
But then once they assured me that no, this was his choice and I wouldn't be, you know, hurting anybody else by taking the position, I was like, absolutely, I want it.
You had to be so excited.
I was really excited. Being COO has always been a dream of mine. So this was,
you know. And you're so young. Like sometimes I feel like, you know, is there a certain age experience or this or that? But you came from marketing. Is that where, like, you were doing a lot of the marketing?
Yes.
Before that?
Yes. I did go through a very windy path throughout my career.
Yeah.
But most recently before this, I was in marketing.
Okay. And see, but you have that background. You have all the, that's the thing, like, you know, people talk about, you know, going through the ladder, like stepping up. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I was that.
The ladder is not straight.
Yeah, it is not straight.
No, for sure. I'm thinking about what you did, because if you were a teller and then you went into marketing, what is that what you did? You went from being a teller?
So I spent probably a year and a half working as a teller. Then I moved into a call center, and I did that for 3 years.
Okay.
Call center, the burnout rate in a call center is about 18 months because it is a very high stress job. But I recommend it because I learned so much.
Right.
At the end of working in, you know, my 3 years in the call center, I knew what everybody in the bank did.
And so what is that about the call center? Like, I call up and go, I'm complaining about something.
Yeah.
I didn't get my checks.
We did get that.
Okay.
Absolutely. You did get that.
Yes, for sure.
But the purpose of the call center where I worked previously to CFS Bank was we were supposed to answer 80% of the calls that came through. You did not want to transfer the call. You needed to be able to answer it to the best of your ability 80% of the time because we wanted to be very customer focused, which is something that I hope and tried to bring when I came to CFS Bank. I want to put the customer first. So I needed to be knowledgeable about online banking and deposit products and loan products and being able to troubleshoot IT issues and resolve issues and just, you know, anything that came my way, I had to try to be able to fix.
That's perfect, though, for what you went into.
Yes, gave me a lot of experience. And while I was working in the call center, I started working on a project where I was helping sort of give ideas for the website. They were getting ready to redo the website and I was giving some input. I have never been able to stay in my lane.
We love about you.
Yes.
You give your opinion, you give advice. I love that.
Yeah. Yes.
We have a voice.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Although I lost mine last week. I have a voice. I'm very deep today.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I love about that. And like celebrate, because you were like afraid to like talk about it. You're like, oh no, let's talk about something else. But you know, Kelly and Leanna, they both want to celebrate, you know, what you've accomplished. I mean, this is a great accomplishment.
I do. You deserve it, girl.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Where's our pom-pom? I just never feel like I did anything. Out of the ordinary. I just did what needed to get done.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that you find that a lot with women in the professions that we're in. I think we sell ourselves short a lot.
Yes.
We sell, we're, I don't know. I really don't deserve it, or I don't. And I'm very guilty of it too. Oh, no, I didn't do anything. Like, I don't know if it's just kind of our, as a woman, we always take care of each other and take care of things, and we feel that that's just the way it is. And then, oh, I didn't really do anything out of the ordinary, just took care of what needed to be done. But that is in itself is so important. Right. And I think we really sell ourselves short on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's probably true. We just do what needs to
be done. We're like, well, it's just, it needed to be done. Somebody needed to do it. So we do it. But there are so many people out there that don't do that.
Yes.
You know, and that makes the difference in that. And that you care, and that doesn't go unnoticed.
We're passionate and we're emotional.
Yes.
So we put a lot of heart and soul into it. Not that I'm not saying that men don't, but we were talking about this when we were sitting at Panera. We were talking about when, and I don't know if it was Danielle or Kelly that said this, but when you're up for a promotion, sometimes like women don't think they're ready or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not ready. We got to really get ready for this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes like, and males will, and I'm not saying every male, will actually be like, oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Without even like knowing
if they are ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're that calm.
I think women tend to talk themselves out of it more than talking themselves into it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that especially in the many industries, but I'll speak personally with the financial industry, I will sit there and I can pick myself apart of everything that's wrong and why they shouldn't give to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's why it's so important to have our cheerleaders around us and feed that, because we're human at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just seeing Danielle and what she's accomplished in the time that she's been at CFS Bank is inspiring. And to me, I think I could do that someday.
Yes.
I can do that. And it's an infectious, feeling.
I like that.
It is.
Infectious feeling. I love that.
It's a role model. You know, it's somebody to say, hey, she's doing it and she's killing it.
It's like, I can do it. I can do it.
Absolutely. I think what were we talking about? We said since 2015, only 21% of women are in C-suite positions. But I think 21%. Is that...
I think that's right.
So for Danielle to be the COO is a huge feat, because the growth kind of and everything kind of encompasses her. Mm-hmm. So the operations of the bank, the retail side of the bank. And so she has many hats to wear, and she does it as cool as a cucumber.
I know. She's so cool.
And at the end of the day, I'm like, how does she do it? So I think that's just, I think that women should take notice of that.
Right.
And, you know, again, find your cheerleader.
Yeah.
And
I do have to say too about Danielle, what she accomplishes is so amazing and she does so much, but she never has lost or loses her grounding. She can talk to me. She's approachable.
Yes,
she's a
yes. I like that.
Absolutely, because you know that's intimidating when, especially because even coming from my position, I work with a lot of different companies, and you're like, oh, CEO,
CEO,
you're like, okay,
yeah.
But she always puts you at ease, makes you feel comfortable. You've never looked down on. I've never seen you ever.
And if I ever do, you need to check me.
Hey, girl. No, never. Yeah, I have never. And that's even with both of you. Like, I mean, it's just, even same with Kelly from the minute I met her and she called, hey, I want to be involved in anything you do.
How can I be involved with the chamber? I'm here and I want to work with you. And I went down and I met you and sat and talked, and I just instantly gravitated towards you.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, how this will comes into play. But
absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't think we've talked about the Women in Leadership series. So tell, how did this come about?
You want me? Okay. So, well, it's always been my dream since I've taken over at the chamber to make a supportive women's group mm-hmm. or have women supporting women. This was a big idea of mine in 2020, but then obviously we had COVID and the whole nine yards with that. So this kind of got pushed to the back burner a little bit with all of that. And then we had a whole year of you know, being a social organization that couldn't be social and all that good stuff. Right. Then when Kelly and Danielle came on the scene, it was something that came to the forefront of my mind. And Kelly and I had talked about, let's do this. Let's make something so that these women feel they have a group of just women they could pick from that say, hey, I'm having this problem. Have you ever had this? Or, mm-hmm. you know, just have these cheerleaders mm-hmm. and supportive group in your background that, you know, hey, you know, look at her. She's doing this and she, you know, maybe I can do it too, like we said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we started talking about it. Was that, I think last year?
It was last year. I want to say September, August,
somewhere around there.
You would talk to me and I'm like, oh, let me try and think of some anagrams.
Right. Cause we were trying to think of like, yes. Cause we like, what can we call this? What can we?
Right. It went through a lot of rounds of decisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do it monthly? Do we want to do this
quarterly?
So, yes.
Yes. Yeah. How can we make it convenient for the ladies to be able to be a part of it? And so, yeah. So there was a lot of just back and forth and back and forth. And then Danielle was like, yes, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So they called me up and they're like, let's do it. And we're going to be your main partner here. And I'm like, yes, this is like my dream. I'm so excited. So, and then it just took off from there. And then we just kind of snowballed with it. And we're like, we're going to start out. We're going to do it three times this year. So we are going to do it in March, July, and November. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Each time we're going to have a cause that we're going to support. So this time
right, we'll be
Dress for Success. We're asking for donations for people to bring that day. We will mm-hmm. be having raffles and stuff that will also go as a donation. And then we had to start looking for our speaker. Mm-hmm. So we're like, who do we kick off with? And we just, you know, Carol D'Angelo obviously is always mm-hmm. at the forefront of our minds. And
wonderful.
Yes. So we're like, let's go. Is she going to be in on it? And then she was like, absolutely. So we're like, we're a go. So then we just took off. And
yeah, really? That's exactly.
You have
to get your good speakers.
Yeah.
Now you're sold out. When is
yes.
What's the date? It's March.
It'll be March 13th. It'll be held at Nemacolin Country Club, and that is in Bellsville.
Is that going to be the venue every time?
For this year, yes.
For this year.
I'm thinking probably every time, but, you know, we figured we'd start out there, see how it rolls, if it's a good place for everybody to get to.
Mm-hmm. And they're a chamber member.
They're a chamber member, and they're a great supporter of us, and that's what they wanted to make sure, like, you know, tell us where we can have this, that it would support a chamber member. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do there because of the capacity as well. They can seat a lot. So we're sold out. We wanted to cap it really at 150, but we're at 170 right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we're like super excited about that.
Did you open it up to the public?
Yes. So anybody can come. Everybody, mm-hmm. anybody.
Is it all women?
Well, we did have a couple men. We have two men now, I think.
Okay.
Oh, still.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we had four and then two kind of switched out, but mm-hmm. we still have two that are coming. Yes. So
we have a gentleman who's a vendor, an author.
We do. We have a gentleman who is an author and he will be coming as a vendor. He writes novels that are sort of directed towards women.
Okay.
So he thought that it would be a good chance to get out there. And yeah.
So how many vendors do you have?
We have 22 vendors.
22 vendors. Okay. So you're highlighting other small businesses.
Yes. Yes. Other small businesses. Absolutely. And he's the only gentleman vendor, but the rest are all mm-hmm. women vendors. And yeah, so this is going to be just to have this many women mm-hmm. and powerful women and in one room together is going to be like, I don't even know if like the doors are just going to blow off.
I'm so excited because I'm coming.
Yeah.
I am so excited to come.
And it's going to be wonderful. Can we talk about our July speaker?
Yeah.
excuse me. We
are so excited for our July event. We haven't even had our March and we're on to July.
Yes.
But our July event will
be. Do you know how honored?
Ms. Jenny D. herself.
Oh, yes. I'm so honored.
Oh, we are honored.
That you guys even thought about me. And I am just, I'm just going to be real. You know, I just want to really tell my story.
That's it.
Because right. I feel like, you know, I have this platform for everybody else to share their stories. And I felt like, you know what? I think it's time.
It's time.
It's for time. Your story. Because I'm healing mm-hmm. through everybody else's story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I see these people, the resilience, I mean, where they came from and what they're doing. And I'm like, okay, listen, you know, I kind of told a little bit of my story in my intro, but there's a lot to it. And yeah. I just want other women to come forward too.
Yes.
So that we can embrace each other.
Yes.
But
yes.
when you and Danielle asked me, I was like, I was, yes. what?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, no, we're honored to have you.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
We are. You know, I just want to celebrate and celebrate that, you know, we are at that, not crossroads. What's the word? We're at that time in our lives that we're okay. We're not ashamed
of
our past.
We can absolutely. Say we struggled.
Yes.
We can say we've had to overcome and it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
We've come through some storms and, you know, some things that have happened. And I believe everybody has a story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. You know, everybody's gone through something dramatic or something that they kind of carry with them. It's on their back.
Absolutely.
I got to get it off my back.
Well, good. I know.
Well, you've come to the right place.
You have definitely come to the right place. I know that Carol D'Angelo has stated that she is going to be sharing something that she has never shared with anyone.
Right.
And to get your tissues ready.
Yes.
Yes.
So that, get our tissues ready.
That's the other thing. Now I have to buy 22 boxes of tissues to make sure they're at every table.
Yes. I know. Yes, you do, girl.
That's what I have to do.
I'm always so excited to do this.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have it, but we do have a pink carpet.
We do.
We are going to have a selfie station.
What?
So it is going to be fun. We're thinking maybe something for the vendors to have everyone
We're thinking of
We want to encourage everyone to visit all the vendors.
Yes.
So we are toying with something that I think could be real great.
Yes. And we can make sure everybody gets to each one of them and
for a great prize.
Yes.
I definitely want to. I was going to have my t-shirts or tank tops that I have, and the proceeds go to Dress for Success.
And
I'm going to have a basket.
Oh,
wonderful.
That's great.
I think I do like Easter, like kind of gardening kind of
t-shirt. Oh, that's a really cute idea.
I'll just have people, you know, if they subscribe or whatever, they get a ticket, and then I'll pull the name at the end or whenever.
Absolutely.
I can do it, you know, whatever's good for you guys. But I kind of, you know, I just want to be there for people to know that I have this platform for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, if
it's
they
so
want to share their
story
and their accomplishments.
Yes.
Celebrations.
Yes.
Because that's what it's about.
It is.
You know, and we just, I'm just so glad I met you three.
I met you.
Absolutely.
Like you all, like, you know, Kelly, we haven't even known each other that long. And I feel like she's in my corner. She's my
friend. I am totally in your corner.
Every day, all day.
Kelly is the best cheerleader.
She is. If I'm like having a day, then I'm like, oh, geez, man. You know, and then I talk to her. Then I'm like, yeah. After I get on the phone, I'm like, I can do this.
Very, very mutual. Trust me.
Oh.
Thank you. I hope you know that, you know, what you do and how you are there for each other and how you're there for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made me feel so special even asking me to be a speaker.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and
I'm inspiring to so many.
Oh, yes.
It's because you didn't even know my story or.
But that's the thing. So you've touched me and you didn't even know because I watched your story with your podcast that you've had previously.
And just seeing that we had a lot of mutual friends. And so I gravitated towards you. You gravitated towards me for a reason.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think, honestly, like, and I look back and I think everything in my life has set me up for this. I applied to CFS when I knew I was moving and I gravitated towards Danielle. And I think one of the first things I said my first week, I'm like, okay, who's in charge of the chamber around here?
I know.
And so I feel excited to get that call.
It's like,
excuse me. I feel that everything happens for a reason. I'm one of those.
I do too.
That's one of those gals.
Agreed.
And I look back and it's what do they say? Hindsight is 20/20. And it was meant to be. I love to inspire women. I'm a better, I call it a pusher. Like, get out there. I'm there.
You're very good.
Don't
at
like to
and then
be.
You're like, hi.
And I don't like to be in the spotlight. I don't like it.
You already are. Mm-hmm.
I like to showcase women in their strengths, and that's what I like to do. And.
Yeah, and we showcase you, yeah. Right? We showcase you.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know. Absolutely.
I knew the moment that I met Kelly that I wanted to work with her.
We had a great interview. I still think about our interview to this
year. Really? When was that?
Is it almost 2 years?
It was, yeah. It was in March. No, maybe late February of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 2 years.
Yeah. And I just knew as soon as I met her that I wanted to work with her. Yes.
I love that.
We connected a lot. We thought a lot the same way. Mm-hmm. And I left that interview that day and I was like, that was a really awesome interview that I had. Yeah. And I'm like, I really connected with her. I'm like, mm-hmm. I really hope they hire me. I really like them. So I was very excited to get the phone call. And this is my first, I will say, it's the first year was a little harder for me. And I would say Danielle was my cheerleader throughout that first year. It's harder to get adjusted. I had moved. I had sold my house. So I had complete life changes. Mm-hmm. And Danielle was just a great, she was just a great foundation for me. And she's like, we'll get through this. What do you need to talk about today? And there'd be some days I would just be in my office and I would just like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. And she said, you can absolutely do this. So for her to get promoted to COO is my way of saying, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this. And there's times that I come and sit in her office and talk and she might be having a day and be like, you can do this.
Yes.
So I think that's what's most important. And Leanna and I, we connect. I talk to her all the time.
Yeah.
And
we're related. We're probably related.
We are. But I mean, I think one of the things that we want to say is we want to change the Mon Valley. We want to bring more attention to the women-owned businesses in the Mon Valley. And I think that was something that was missing. And I think that I was put here to help you guys do that.
And you were my...
We were doing it.
My cheerleader and my pusher too, because I have been saying for how long I wanted to do this. And then you were like, let's come on,
we're doing it.
And Danielle was like, yes. And she jumped in and I was like, absolutely.
Because I
think we all go through that point in our, sometime in our career or our life where we are the cheerleader for someone mm-hmm. and someone else needs to be the cheerleader for us. And then mm-hmm. I think that's what women do for each other.
Right.
We pick up where, you know, you can't.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. I know, because we, and what I think is so important for women to know is that we all have this self-doubt and we all have bad days. And I still remember coming into that chamber thinking, everyone's like, yeah, okay, you're going to do this. And I walked in and I thought, I don't have a clue at what I'm doing. I have never run a chamber. And so I kept saying in my head, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Saying to myself,
we all say that.
Yes. And, you know, the minute you feel like you're alone, like, I'm the only one that can't do that. I remember going to, like, meetings and I'm thinking, oh, I must be fooling them. They think I know what I'm doing.
Right.
So true. Yeah. And then I was talking to my one girlfriend and she was, she's not in banking anymore, but it's funny that she was in banking at one point too, but. And then when I just like mentioned that one day, she's like, oh, you have those thoughts too? Oh my gosh, I do. Yeah. And I'm like, see, we all have those thoughts, but we all think kind of we're alone with that.
We do.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm doing some episodes about that because I have a fellow that is like you. He's like high on the ladder. He owns all these businesses and he wrote a book about mental health and how he was going through some, mm-hmm. but you weren't allowed to show it because you were lost.
Right?
You have to show that, you know, this face of like, sure. Everything's great. No. Now he's like, no, everything wasn't great. I'm going to talk about it.
And it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to not be okay.
Right. Because mm-hmm. we, like, you know, like for me, I was living everybody else's life. Mm-hmm. I was living for my kids. I was living for my husband's dreams. And I wasn't really thinking about me because I thought, this is my book. This is how I was written. It's, I'm going to stay at home mom, work part time, not really get into my career. And, you know, I think that we all do that. We self, like you were saying, self-doubt ourselves.
And then we put ourselves on the back
burner. We don't think we can accomplish what we can accomplish.
Yeah.
Dreams come true.
They do. And you're proof of that.
Yes, all of you are proof of that. I'm so happy that you were here talking to me.
Thank you so much.
I know you were so
really.
Well, we're very thankful that you have us here.
We're thank you for doing this for us because we're just so excited.
Yes. Anything else you guys would like to talk about before we end?
The only thing I would like to say is when, and Kelly, being such a great cheerleader, is always making, you know, telling me how great I am, right? And that I've accomplished so much. So I was like trying to self-reflect, like, how did I get where I am? And what I decided was that you don't get there alone. At every step of the journey, there was somebody there cheering me on, helping me, you know, getting me where I ended up. So
So true.
You're never going to get there alone. We need our community.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how we, I always tell Kelly, we're going to build an empire together.
We are. Yes. Absolutely.
You are. Can I join?
Yes.
Don't forget us.
Yeah. Don't forget us.
Yes. Yeah. Building our empire.
Oh, we are.
And it's never too late. Like I used to think like, and that's what I really try to inspire and try to like empower other women and men and just say to you, do it. If you have a dream, if you have a passion, if you have a purpose, just do it. Mm-hmm. You'll fail. If you fail, oh well.
Right.
At least you try.
Right.
And you'll never know.
Until you do.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that Danielle, she believes in me enough that they are sending me to the Advanced School of Banking.
Ooh, yes.
This year. Ooh. Believe it or not, bankers, we have school. So
I never heard of that.
I have always wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had the opportunity to do so. And she said, we're going to do it this year. I'm going to put you through. And I'm like, okay. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, it was very recent. And she was sitting in my office. And I'm like, I don't know. These people are, what if they're smarter than me? What if they know more? And I don't do well. And she's like, we're sending you. And she goes, you won't disappoint us. And so I just thought, I needed that.
Yeah.
So
you walk in there and it's stuck with me.
Yeah.
I have full confidence you will do well.
Yeah.
And if you need help, I went through it several years ago, so I'll help you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Own it, girl. You got it.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it, we self-doubt ourselves.
We do.
You know, we really do. And we sabotage ourselves.
Before we're even in there. In our head.
In our head. We're walking in there like, oh my God.
And I think what CFS Bank, 90% of the branch managers are female?
They are now.
And I know that how many women have been promoted? What's the percentage of women that was promoted underneath you?
Oh,
I thought it was 70.
It probably is.
That you've promoted within the bank?
Yeah. It was very
awesome.
It was very skewed male leadership when we started.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but we've been promoting from within, so it wasn't even 100% by design that we were promoting women, but as we're promoting up through the ranks, all the people doing the work on the front line every day, you know, were women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I love that when you hire within. Like, I used to work at some television stations here in Pittsburgh, and I remember they would bring in somebody from another state, and they would be in charge, and I thought, why wouldn't you just promote
me? Right.
Yes, right. You know, I mean, you got these great people that are working hard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We always try to promote from within first.
Yes. I love that. Oh my gosh. I am just like so excited. I just want to talk forever.
Excuse me.
Come on.
We're going to be here for a while. They only give me 2 hours in the morning. So they're kicking us out. But I just appreciate you just being vulnerable and talking about, like, you know what? We can have our insecurities and we can have our self-doubts. But you know what? We're here for each other.
Right. That's right.
Yes, and it's okay.
Right. It's okay.
I thought I came up with this, but apparently I didn't. It's okay not to be okay.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. And I think that I had a mask.
I did.
Not like COVID.
Absolutely. But like, no, but you put on and then you go home and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Put on that face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, no, if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to tell somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if I see somebody at a store and I can tell that they're just, I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
You need to talk. I don't know.
It's real.
To just say to people, like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I find so much in common with a lot of my guests. Like, there'll be something that you know, a place or whatever that we, but with you, I feel like with you three wonderful women that I feel like that I'm in your corner.
Oh, we're in yours.
And I'm all about this women in leadership.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
We're excited.
And Leanna created
there's a will.
Where there's a will,
there's a way.
There's a way. That might be our title.
Yes. Because where there's a woman in leadership, there is a way.
That's right.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. This has been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I didn't even, I was nervous, but then we started talking and I didn't even.
Oh, yeah. You're so wonderful.
Oh,
please.
Helen, you just make you feel
it's like friends talking about empowering each other.
Absolutely.
And that's what this was all about. So
wonderful.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
This was Spill with Me, Jenny D.
Bye.
Bye. Come spill with me. Come spill with me. Come spill.